Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here is one that I received in my office recently. The first question is, in the event of his incapacitation, my father granted me authority to act on his behalf. He had several strokes several years ago, but he is very much on the mend and is perfectly fine. Recently, I found out that he deeded one of his investment homes over to my sister. Can he do this without me? I thought I had the authority to give deeds on his behalf. Is the deed deemed valid due to the power of attorney? Well, giving someone power of attorney does not prevent your dad from deeding property on his own. A power of attorney only allows the designated agent to act on his behalf when the attorney, in fact, your father, is unable to do so. This means he can still make decisions regarding his property as long as he is mentally capable of doing so. The next question is, I installed an alarm system in anticipation of closing on the sale of my home. The buyers requested it. Now they want to cancel the sale. They are backing out of the deal. Are they responsible to me for the costs of the alarm installation? They said to take it out of the earnest money deposit, but that doesn't seem fair. Who is right? Well, this sounds unfair. First, the earnest money deposit should not be used to offset the costs of the alarm system, but what you will need to determine is what your purchase agreement states. If you had installed the system based upon their request and they now have backed out of the closing, you should be able to demand payment for altering the premises over and above the forfeited earnest money deposit. Look also to see if there is an assignment provision in the alarm company's documents so that this can now be a selling feature for new buyers. I hope this helps. The final question is, am I able to sue for damages of undisclosed fire damage in my home? Approximately 2 years ago, I purchased my first home. Last year, when I went to replace drywall and flooring, I discovered that my home was structurally unsound, even being condemned by the township. In short, the whole house was gutted except for two rooms, and all fire damage had been removed and the downstairs and upstairs rebuilt. I am currently about $25,000 into this project and am nowhere near done. When I purchased the home, this damage was not disclosed, but the listing did state that it was newly updated. Updates were made where this damage would have been discovered. Fire damage is also required to be disclosed in Michigan. I know I would need to prove the seller knew this was present. My insurance has already told me there is no compensation from them. Is there any way to gain some sort of compensation for these damages? Past fire damage is definitely something that a seller should disclose about their home if indeed the seller knew about the past fire damage and that it affected the structural integrity of the property. Known structural issues are a line item on the disclosure form. Under Michigan law, a seller is only required to disclose known defects about the home. I find it difficult to imagine that throughout the purchase transaction, no one was aware of or disclosed that the home was condemned at one point due to the fire. An experienced real estate attorney would need to see all of your transaction documents that include the purchase agreement, the seller disclosure form, and supporting documentation and photos concerning the current damage. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.